Yo, what's good, my self-care squad? Wiley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk and chill vibes. You ever feel like your emotions are running wild, a full-blown hurricane in your chest? Like you got baggage from every relationship, every disappointment, every awkward social interaction ever? Yeah, me too. We Gen Zers are carrying around a whole lot of emotional weight. It's like our generation's version of an extra carrier on bag at the airport. But guess what? We don't have to just lug this stuff around forever. Today, we're diving deep into how to actually heal those emotional wounds with some seriously simple practices that won't make you feel like you're in therapy for 3 years straight. First things first. Let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Healing isn't a magical overnight fix, okay? It's a journey, and sometimes it feels like a hike through the jungle. There are gonna be moments where you want to throw your backpack down and take a nap or scroll endlessly on TikTok. But trust me, the view from the top is worth it. Alright, here's the tea. 5 key takeaways that'll have you feeling lighter, stronger, and ready to conquer your emotional baggage. Number 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't suppress them. This sounds basic AF, but seriously, let those emotions out. Don't try to pretend everything's sunshine and rainbows, because it's not. Bottling up your feelings is like putting a band-aid on a gaping wound. It's just gonna fester and become even bigger later on. Journaling, talking it out with a friend or therapist if you need some serious support, or even screaming into a pillow can help release that pent-up energy. Remember, crying isn't weak, it's nature's way of saying, hey, I'm processing this stuff, give me a minute. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. Okay, we all mess up sometimes. We make mistakes, we hurt people unintentionally, and yeah, sometimes we just plain suck at things, we're human. But here's the thing. Beating yourself up over it isn't gonna change anything. Be kind to yourself like you would be to your best friend. Offer some words of encouragement instead of judgment. Forgive yourself for those slip-ups, and remember that growth comes from learning and evolving, not staying stuck in self-criticism. Next up, number 3. Set boundaries. This is a game changer, guys. Boundaries are like emotional fences that protect your energy and well-being. Learn to say no to things that drain you or people who consistently bring negativity into your life. You don't have to explain yourself, just be clear, direct, and confident in your decisions. Remember, protecting your peace is not selfish, it's essential for your emotional health. Now, number 4. Focus on the present moment. We Gen Zers are masters of overthinking and future tripping. But trust me, dwelling on past mistakes or stressing about what might happen tomorrow won't do anything except steal your joy right now. Practice mindfulness, pay attention to your breath, savor those little moments of happiness, and let go of the need to control everything. And finally, number 5. Surround yourself with positivity. This means ditching the toxic friends, unfollowing accounts that bring you down, and seeking out people who lift you up. Surround yourself with genuine connections, laughter, and activities that spark joy. Remember, your energy is contagious. Choose to attract good vibes into your life. Okay, let's talk real talk for a sec. Think about that last time you got caught in an emotional roller coaster. Maybe it was after a breakup, a fight with a friend, or even just a bad day at school. What did you do? Did you reach for the comfort food, the late night scrolling, or maybe even isolate yourself completely? We've all been there, but that's not always the healthiest way to cope. It might feel good in the moment, but it usually leaves you feeling more drained and disconnected. Instead, imagine this. After a rough day, you decide to take a walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, or simply sit down with a cup of tea and journal your thoughts. That's self-care, baby, prioritizing your emotional well-being even when things get tough. So, remember, this healing isn't about fixing yourself, it's about learning to love and accept every part of you, the good, the bad, and the messy. It's about being kind to yourself, setting boundaries, and surrounding yourself with positivity. You got this. Now go out there and slay those emotional wounds like the badass Gen Z superstar you are. And hey, don't forget to share your self-care journey with me. DM me your thoughts, tag the episode on TikTok, or stitch it with your own wisdom. Let's spread the love and build a community of support. Don't forget to follow, rate, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Let's make this the most lit self-care movement ever. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.